Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday, people. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up. And shit, I don't know what the possibilities are. Anyway, it's also the 23rd day of March, 2018. It is 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 35 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 37 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's snow for the next few days, and yeah, it's winter. Blech. Anyways, let's see what we're going to get into here. The Second Amendment rights of more than 4 million Americans are at risk thanks to Republicans in Congress, and this is about the big spending bill, and we're going to get into that as soon as we return from these words from Drockton, Bullion, and Coin.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here, priced as low as $18.76. We go a little lower though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $18.76. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $19.76. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $19.46. If you buy up to 499, you pay $19.16. So the only way you're going to get $18.76 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $19.77 per ounce, $19.77. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $19.47. Now, let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, do you see that number, $18.07 per ounce? That is what you're going to pay with the Drockton Bullion Wholesale Club. Not 1977, not 1887. You're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this, because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent, because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrocktonBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale pricing could do for you. This is
bringing you the word from the trenches. Please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty, the Second Amendment rights of more than 4 million people, and that's a misnomer right there out the gate. I seen Coyote Mark's wife, Jill, came up this morning, and, you know, she was fighting the good fight. That Second Amendment and that original Constitution was about lawsuits between states. Has nothing. I mean, we talked about this yesterday. How do they reconcile that when they changed it? When they started calling our second article right, the Second Amendment, how did they rectify that in law? Well, they just removed the law. What am I saying here? Anyway, rights of more than 4 million Americans are at risk thanks to Republicans Oh, well, that's what happens when every 4 years we get a new movement that's, a grassroots movement, and it becomes the new Republican Party. And the stupid people go out and they acquiesce for the rest of us, and things get worse every single time. This is from Fox News. It was sent in by a reader. And you'll remember that they passed a bill forbidding it. That they were going to, a lot of people, when they went to get their Social Security, I know a lot of people that draw Social Security, and some of them marked down that they couldn't take care of their own affairs because they needed that little extra thing, and they were advised to do so. Well, tell them your wife has to take care of everything. You just got to act like you're a total goddamn mushroom or some moss growing on a rock, you just can't get this unless you're an illegal alien. Then, you just go up and sign, and they give it to you. But that being said, a lot of people went for that. And, it's just another angle to take, to come after the guns where they don't have to come out in sweeps, where they're going to get mowed down, where they can try to target individuals. But, here again, you people that went out because Trump was, after this spending bill, I seen him up, he was up there, he had his little explanation after he got through signing this treachery. And he said, I'll never sign another bill like that. I'll never do it. But he had to do it. You know why? Because he said it was a national security thing, because the military was so depleted. We have to have this money right now for this military. And just after that kind of flicked off and went over to one of the talking heads, two women sitting at this table, and one of them said, well, yeah, they need it there because we're getting ready to go to war. And I'm like, yes, we are. That's what this is for. You need to quit eating. You need to, let the houses go. You can go still work and live in your car. Because we have more money for the military machine, for our masters over in Tel Aviv, for the Zion Empire that we serve. That's what this is about. And, we have another article coming up behind this talking about the fact that he brought John Bolton. He replaced as Secretary of State. Man, this guy here, he's one. All right, well, here we go. Syria, Jordan, Iran, here it comes. And it's going to happen, and it's right in front of your face. We've talked about it. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it's bullshit. It has nothing to do with our security, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution. Nothing to do with this. This is for our Zionist masters. And, a lot of this, I believe, is just more of the revealing. Does it get you used to the idea that, you serve Israel? Your life you live is for Israel. If you can sacrifice it to the Israelis and somehow to these Khazar Jews, you need to do it, because that's the best thing that you can do as a plebe, a coolie, a peasant, a peon. Congressional Republicans are jeopardizing the Second Amendment. That really is starting to irk me, that Second Amendment thing, because when reading and finding out that the Second Amendment to the Constitution, where the Bill of Rights was attached as the First Amendment with its 9 articles, and finding out that is, has to do with lawsuits between states, I can see that. They love that. It's just like calling it, it's a democracy. It's a democracy in America. No, it is not. Never has been. It's treason to say it. But hell, what's treason these days? Second Amendment rights of 4.2 million senior citizens. Not senior citizens. This will be all these guys that came home from Iraq and stuff. And they couldn't find jobs because the economy was destroyed. So all you got to do, dude, you go over there and claim PTSD. Hell, you can't wipe your own ass. Your lady's got to wipe your ass for you. And if you'll go do that, and it was easy for them. They just went, no physical injuries. I have a prosthetic heart valve. I had my freaking heart cut out and laid on my chest. And a prosthetic valve put in it. And Ryder's send them off through my body, man. There's no way. No, what are you talking? No, this ain't for you. This is for foreigners, and this is to use to take people's guns. Because there's no way I'm going to say I'm a freaking invalid. I am not an invalid. But, the bottom line here is this is what it was for. The guys that came home with PTSD, that was easy when you ain't got no income. Just go in there and just tell them, shit, I'm seeing things. But you worked in Hawaii at one of the transfer offices. But I seen some shit, man. I seen some shit come across my desk, and I'm seeing flashbacks, man. Well, no problem. Just sign this document saying you can't take care of yourself, can't take care of your own affairs, have to have your wife do it for you. Bam, buy guns, taken, and this is the people that were targeted. They talk about the old folks here, and yeah, whatever. No, this was to target the people coming out of the service with the knowledge of how to use that gun, the wherewithal to be able to go out and actually do something with that gun. And that's the people that this will affect. At the same time, they have voted to funnel tens of millions of dollars to gun control organizations and support other actions the Democrats will love. Well, you keep playing this game with Democrats and Republicans, left, right, conservatives. conservative liberal bullshit. And no. This is the agenda of the reason for the production you're watching on your television and in online and everywhere else that's being shoved in your face. I mean, everything is going according to plan for them. Now, at this point, I think there might be a few of you out there, you eggheads, that voted for old Trumpy, you fools, that are saying, goddamn, we're right where we'd be with Clinton, aren't we? Well, yeah, they're coming to take your guns. They're taking the country to war. And, you know, they just put you another $1.3 trillion in debt. And I love the way they come up and talk about it. You know, it was just, we have to do this. It's for the industrial war complex because we are a nation. You go look at our founding documents. We were founded to be a military nation that went and conquered other peoples in the world for a little shithole over in the Middle East where our Jew masters live. That is what this country was founded for. The military comes before people eating, don't you know? You know, in the original Constitution, we weren't supposed to have any standing army, none whatsoever. But now it has become more important than the people. That's what he just came up there and said. It's just, man, everything in there, it's terrible. It's a terrible bill. I'll never sign another bill. I'm signing this one, though, because this, we have to have it for the military. It's just all there is to it. We're going to war. We got to get our asses over there in the Middle East because our Jew masters are getting a little bit irritated with our reluctance. We need to get our asses over there in the Middle East and we need to get this thing settled and get that turned over to them so we can go for the rest of the world, don't you know? All of this is wrapped in the giant $1.3 trillion spending bill that the House of Representatives approved Thursday on a 256-167 vote and sent to the Senate, and the Senate has passed it and he has signed it. You know, it's $21 trillion debt. $3.2 trillion, we're going to give that to our good buddies that put us in office. That's their payoff. And now we got the industrial war complex, man. There's contractors out there. They want their goddamn contracts that they're running in China and making, profits off of the backs of the American people under the guise of security, don't you know? And we got to have it, man. It don't matter how goddamn bad. 2,200 pages this bill is, people. And they met. Nobody's read it. I mean, wasn't this one of their big barking points during the last election about the Obamacare? You know, you got to read it. I mean, you got to pass it, find out what's in it. Well, he just did the same thing. Hasn't he done the same thing? I mean, if you went and checked off the list of the things, the criticism that he put towards the Barry Satoro, you know, the back alley bitch from Chicago, the communist, everything that he threw. In fact, you know, he even threw the communist a bone today because he said that he didn't like signing that spending bill, and the only one that ever signed one bigger was Barack Obama, and he knew Barack Obama didn't want to sign one that big. They don't want to take our money and hand it over to their buddies, people. It's just irking their ass. It really is.
Henry, isn't that the bill that they put 33 miles of border fence in?
33 feet. Is
feet?
That's what I heard. Laura's saying something. She's yelling. What? It was miles, she said. I know it was a mistake. I've heard him make several mistakes. They're kind of running over this morning, but I heard one of them say 33 feet, but if she says 33 miles, you're right. 33 miles, that should take care of it. I mean, you know, the whole thing is this pretense. You know, he came up this morning, we've seen the headlines, he's talking about he's going to veto this bill. It's just way offhand. And I don't know if you watched it, Katie, but man, he sure apologized to those DACA people. He told them that, you know, he cares about them, and he wanted to get their DACA thing in there, and them damn Democrats, they wouldn't let him. And he wanted to, though, because he really does represent these foreigners. I mean, it's just clear off the reservation.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see it, and I'm glad I didn't.
No. Well, I threw up for you. That's okay.
Yeah, thank you.
You owe me one. Just before President Obama left office, his administration finalized new regulations banning Social Security recipients from buying a gun if they have trouble managing their own finances. This is what I'm talking about. And this is their dodge. This is their look over that way while we're doing this. This was put in place for those people coming back from those foreign wars. So, they made it simple. Just going, I got PTSD. But like I said, you were serving in Hawaii. You were out there. You were growing flowers for the Navy in Hawaii. And I know, but man, I seen some things. And it was easy for them. Handed it right over to them. All you had to do was sign that piece of paper. I mean, I could have done that. I mean, as a part in trying to get, I mean, I know a lot of people that went to extremes to try to get, you know, when the economy went to hell, to try to get any kind of income. But, and you know, it, and I'm not ambivalent. I mean, I'm honest is what I am. You know, by your criteria, maybe I shouldn't have this, but I got to look at that foreigner over there who's never even paid into this that comes across the border there at Algonas down there in Yuma, Arizona, comes and picks his check up, and he walks right up, he dances right up to it and to the post office there and gets his check, dances across the border and cashes the son of a bitch. And I got to wonder how did he qualify? How do these people qualify? But I mean, this is the carrot and the stick thing, people. They threw that out there. And I mean, there's like criteria to be met if you want Social Security, like SSI for injury. And one of them, I mean, one of the biggies, if you can establish that you just can't even take care of your own affairs, you know, you can't write a check, you can't pay a bill or what might have you. Oh, that's an automatic.
I can't wipe my ass.
I hear you, brother. But you know what I'm talking about, Flea. I mean, it was thrown out there. I mean, anybody who's these so-called legal advisors out there for the Admiralty, yeah, put that down, man. You keep fighting them on that, and you finally get that. Just act like you're, you know, just sit there and drool, I guess. I mean, it's fraud. I mean, it, the bottom line is, if you're injured, that's what it was supposed to be for. Somebody, I mean, I talked to people. Oh, yeah, they had a niche in their back. They're getting $1,200 a month plus their retirements. They just had a little crink in their back, but because, you know, they were a part of the Masonic lodges and, you know, they're good old boys and what might have you. They just went down and the local doctor, all you really have to do is go in and just a doctor say you're disabled. If a doctor will sign it, but if you're a guy like me, I don't care if you had your heart laid out on your chest and you have Ryder syndrome through your body. No, that'd be giving resources to somebody who might use them against us. And so, you know, these people who fell for this, who would actually compromise their beings. I mean, I'd rather work, even just if it killed me, digging ditches than to, you know, declare myself incompetent. But that's what they did, and they did it for a check. That, you know, the government paid them to do that. That's like buying your right from you, I reckon. But not this kid. But this is what this is going to do. About 10% of all people 65 and older risk being classified as financially incompetent, about 4.2 million in all. And that's 65% of people over 65. There ain't that many of them people. I mean, once you get over 65, you're up to 70. Man, there's coming the point where, you know, my dad, he was, I think, about right around 70 when he died. But his hands from where he'd worked, and he had like a diesel poisoning, and he'd get all sore, and he couldn't. He never, you know, it wasn't no big deal. I signed everything for him because you couldn't tell his handwriting from mine. Mine was bad as his, every bit. But it didn't have nothing. I'll tell you what, he could still pick that pistol up, and he could drill your ass with it. And anyway, so this, like I said, this is a purpose. I mean, they will spend fortunes. What the hell? It's not their money. If they can take our money, that's what this is going to go into here in a little bit, and use our own money to disarm us one at a time, well, the hell they're going to do it. I mean, this right here, like I said, back when people were doing this, I talked to people, they got out of the service,
Henry,
and I tried to warn them. Go ahead.
It's A-Trax here.
Hey, buddy.
I do recall that something was put in under the Clinton administration, a line item veto.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if the Trump-tard had anything to say about what went in and out of that omnibus bill, why didn't he use that?
There is no line item veto. They got rid of it. It never has been. There just ain't. Well, I mean, this is BS. I mean, he's talking about the urgency being because of the military, and it is, but not for the reasons he's saying. Yeah, we're going to have the most powerful. What they're doing here. Sorry, go ahead.
I understand it's for fighting Israel wars.
That's what we're getting ready to do. This is the money for the next war in the Middle East. That's what it is. Watch what I tell you. I mean, he put old Bolton in there. Bolton, every time you hear that dual citizen infiltrator into our goddamn government, every time you hear him, that's what it is. It will be Syria, and then Lebanon, and then Jordan, and then Iran. And maybe right on through Turkey, because they might as well have the whole thing. It belongs to them. They are the chosen people. Using the Congressional Review Act, Republicans and two Democrats passed a bill overturning the regulation. But the bill did more than that. It also prevents any future president from reinstituting the ban without new legislation authorized from Congress. Unfortunately, the spending bill passed Thursday allows the ban to be reinstituted because it reauthorizes the 2007 National Instant Criminal Background Check System, NICS, Improvement Amendments Act. I mean, it was a mouthful, but it ended in the right word, act, because every bit of power that has been seized through treachery, because we the people did not acquiesce these powers. They're claiming they have seized these powers through their acts. What was that act? They wrote it down on a piece of paper, and they all signed it, and just that's just it. It's because of who we are, who we say we are. We're completely without authority because we have violated the terms of the Constitution. We have breached that contract that gave us our authority. But, hey, we're still writing it down on paper, and you people are still going for it.
The only way they can get away with it is because they have a standing
army. Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, we've talked about it before. If you went after these communists, I mean, we have an article coming up here, and everybody, if you don't know about the big old protests of the snot-nosed kids are going to come out and piss and moan about their schools not being safe because I own guns. Oh, you just ain't been paying no attention. But these are communists. These communists are showing themselves, I mean, just blatantly. Yeah, this is communism. I mean, just like we played the little piece that we cut out of that thing yesterday. I think it was yesterday morning with Chris Cuomo. And with the guy saying, it's got these infringements in it on the second, they call it the Second Amendment. But these infringements on gun rights. And just saying it, he's going to sign it. We're going to vote for it. There's nothing else we can do. We're going to write it down on a piece of paper and sign it, and we're going to infringe. I mean, they're just calling it what it is. And, you know, it's just like the thing down on the border with the invasion. You know, it's absolutely wrong. It is illegal. It is immoral. It is an attack on our people and our sovereignty. But if we went down there, if you and I went down there knowing this is just like we know what the Bill of Rights is, we know what the common law is, we know what we're supposed to have. And we went down there, we just took our guns and went down there and go, we have a right to enforce our borders if the government will that we hired to do the job will not. Well, no, you don't. Because those people you hired to keep that invasion force out will be standing side by side with that invasion force pointing their guns at you. And me. And that's what we face. And until we face up to this and we go and just say, well, if that's the way it is, that's the way it is. Boom. It is not going to stop. It's going to get worse every day. And I mean, with this, what he just did there, man, I'm telling you, he's got his orders have come down from Israel. We're going to war. I mean, this is going to happen soon. Bolton's supposed to take over in April. I'm looking around April 19th, maybe April 20th. And that's when May is when the Iranian, the little peace treaty, the nuclear peace treaty, wherever the hell it is that we have with them, that's when it comes up and Bolton's been against her every inch of the way and he's for killing people. You know who Bolton is? Bolton is one of the guys that brought you that yellow cake uranium lie and didn't go to jail for it. I mean, caused the destruction of a people in Iraq. Bombed their country back into the third world, slaughtered their people. But shock and awe. And he was one of the ones up there that sold you the yellow cake that brought that lie, knowingly brought that son of a bitch, should have been hung. And here he is. Why should that surprise us? You got Steve Mnuchin, CEO of Goldman Sachs, sitting there. That's your Treasury Secretary. I mean, you couldn't make this up in a bad movie, man. With the idea of Mitt Romney, you know, when he ran for president, Mitt Romney, Bain Capital, really? You think this is, I mean, it was a joke. It was because Obama, he was there for, they'd already decided that he was there for the full 8 years, and this was just, you know, they had to throw something out there to pretend like we had an election, but they put him up there, and it was ridiculous. Bain Capital, the head, the CEO, but hell, man, look what you got. You got this head CEO of Goldman Sachs. He should be spending the rest of his life in prison. He's your new Treasury Secretary. You handed him the big purse and the keys to your house. But no surprise. Go ahead.
Isn't Bolton one of those Fox News faggots that was always on Fox News all the time?
Yeah, he's got that mustache. Yeah. A gray-haired mustache. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, he's a dual Israeli citizen. I mean, and I guarantee you, this is being set up. The money and him, everything's being put in place for a war in the, to go in, and it's going to be Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, and Iran. Just watch it happen. People, I mean, and it don't matter. I mean, it used to be something, you know, you predict something like this, but and it would be like it happened to be like, whew, man, that's some credibility. And this, I mean, damn it, they're not making, this is plain for anybody to see. It's just people going, well, yeah, it ain't like, you know, back in the day, you said, if that was true, I swear I'd take up arms and I'd shut these bastards. If somebody could prove that was true, that they're actually operating like this, that a foreign king is running this country, that we are infiltrated by foreign agents, and I would write, and people just like, I know. And you just sit there and you watch it all unfold. And I guess it unfolds until, it has to come home to visit each and every person, which makes it a disadvantage to us in the big scheme of things as far as the fight's concerned. It would be better if everybody just right now who understood this and it's the people who cannot come to grips with the fact that, you know, in the end, they're going to take you over to that ditch. They're taking everything. They're putting themselves in a position to take everything you own. You cannot own property in this country anymore. They are telling you, they call you a human resource, a human resource. And you are competing with human resource on a world market where you have slave states like China, North Korea, and, well, India. I mean, you've got a zillion people that'll work for nothing. Wow.
That's 2 billion people right there, China and India.
Well, hell yes. But, when you look back on it with the war between the states, you know, the war of northern aggression, the theory of the whole war was that, you know, slavery, because the slavery was going to spread into the new territories. And then the people who had, you know, we'd gone into the Industrial Revolution. We were making things on a factory line. And if you were allowed to have right next door to that a slave state, right next to an industrial state, see, before that, the slaves were, you know, domestic, like for working in the fields, kind of like how they sold us on this invasion from the South. You know, we need somebody who will pick cotton for room and board and a whipping every week, you know, and so we can make money at it. But if you had an industrial state move right in next to another industrial state, and one state was slave and the other was free, the other free state was not free, it automatically became slave because it was competing with slave labor. And so they open us up to a world economy. Same diff. Tell me what the difference is. If I have the choice of taking, well, we were supposed to be protected. I mean, that's why we actually acquiesced to this federal government, wasn't it? Because they were going to protect us from this stuff that we needed them. Man, you better let us do this and get this federal government because they're coming for everything you got. And you're going to need to unite. And we're going to have to be here to unite you to stop them from taking everything you got. And then what did they do? They made themselves an aristocratic elite. And they instead of it being stolen from us, they just acted like it was theirs and sold it. Like they had the authority to sell what belongs to us. It's just plain ass fraud. No two ways about it. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back in about 8 minutes after this message from Drockton Bullion and Coining and a little music.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here, priced as low as $1,876. We go a little lower though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $1,876. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $1,976. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $1,946. If you buy up to 499, you pay $1,916. So the only way you're going to get $1,876 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $1,977 per ounce, $1,977. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $1,947. Now let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, do you see that number, $18.07 per ounce? That is what you're going to pay with the Drockton Bullion Wholesale Club. Not 1977, not 1887, you're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this, because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent, because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrochtonBouillon.com. Let me show you what our wholesale pricing could do for you. This is...
Turning further from my home.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time, and that was Kid Rock with Born Free, and wasn't, I thought it was. Trump names pro-Israel Iran hawk John Bolton as national security advisor. This is from Forward, sent in by Wade for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. President Trump named as his national security advisor John Bolton, a hawk who has said military strikes may be inevitable as a means of preventing Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. Now, you know, you had this thing with that, the guy who he replaced, I think Tillerson or something. No, it wasn't Tillerson, it was some other guy. At any rate, where you know Kim Jong-un, over there in North Korea, and they're going to sit down at the table, man, let's talk some kind of peace here. No money and peace, people. We need war, and this is the guy here is going to take us there. That's what his mission is. They've got the money, and now we're going to have us some war. We're going to have us some death and dying for our Zionist overlords. The White House announced Thursday evening that H.R. McMaster, that was his name, was leaving the position and that Bolton would take his place by April 9th. That gives him 10 days. Then we can have something really nasty happen right there on that magic date, you know, with Waco and the uprising, Lexington and Concord. They've always wanted to beat us down on that day. Naming Bolton suggests Trump is ready to pull out of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. It's war, people. Let's have war. Remember, he wasn't going to do it. Why even go over that? We all know that he lied to you, didn't he? On May 12th, the deadline for Trump to waive sanctions is May 12th for him to waive the sanctions. The deal trades sanctions relief for a rollback of Iran's nuclear program. And I love he came up there. I mean, they think we are so stupid, people. We gave them so many billions of dollars. That was money seized that belonged to the Iranians. It was seized. It was really held in Jew banks. The Jews were no doubt using it as their own wealth, leveraging it, making billions more off of the Iranian money. But they, you know, Obama had them release that as a part of this deal. And man, we gave them that money. We gave them their money. It could have been ours. We could have just kept it. The deal trades sanctions relief for rollbacks on Iran's nuclear program. Bolton is a staunch opponent of the deal, as is Mike Pompeo, the CIA chief Trump nominated last week to replace Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. So, we got to get some war hawks in there because we're going to war. That's what this bill, that's why, you know, no matter, I had to sign that. Yeah, because you've already got this war set up and this is the financing for it, right? And the so-called your opposition, the Democrats, well, you just get through, well, whatever you guys want to put in, write down on a piece of paper. I'm signing the piece of paper because this is for a war for Zion. Bolton has multiple times, I'll tell you what it says. Bolton has multiple times striking Iran to, I've got to be suggested or said he wants to strike Iran to stop it from going nuclear, may be inevitable. I don't make any disguise of the idea that ultimately it may take an Israeli strike against Iran's nuclear program to stop it. You strike Iran, they're going to strike back and, hey, we got us a war. And we, man, being as you already got those troops occupying, part of Syria there. Well, man, that's a good place to start. Just go ahead and finish Syria off and then come on around. And what's right now? Lebanon. Yeah, we got to take Lebanon out because, hey, man, we got a war to fight here. And then Lebanon with Jordan. And Jordan, see, Jordan's getting in our way. They don't want no part of this genocide on the Iranians. So we'll put genocide on them. We'll just kill them too. Kill them all. Get them out of our way.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
Doesn't this point to a Middle East union of power, because that seems to be what we're directed towards at this point. It's all based over there. America fighting as a proxy for Israel, I mean, I don't see any difference at this point. I look at America as Israel, fighting against trying world domination over in the Middle East to basically finish off dominating the world.
Oh, absolutely. You know, yesterday they sealed a deal with the Saudi Arabians, sold them enough military equipment, well, to fight a war in the Middle East. I wonder what that's all about. So you got that, you know, that business deal that just went down, all the military equipment to be shipped over there. Who knows what it's for? Maybe all those ISIS fighters that just got the shit kicked out of them in Syria by the Syrian army, this will re-equip them and get them ready to be a part of the coalition, because we're going to have a coalition, don't you know? There'll be three African countries you never heard about, Israel and the United States, and we have us coalition, and we're going to take out Iran. Man, I'll tell you, if whatever happens to the United States INC, it's deserving. If the world rose up against us at this point, it would only be in self-defense. Bolton has, striking disguises of the idea that ultimately it may take an Israeli strike. So this is how, they're even going to tell you how it's going to start. And then the Saudi Arabians, who are run by Jews, I mean, at the top, they're actually Jews in the royal family. And it's going to be Saudi Arabia and Israel, and it ultimately would be the Khazars complete control of the Middle East, and that will be their power platform for the rest, to take the rest of the world. Make no mistake about it. And that is, I mean, the world belongs to them, in case you didn't know. Anyways, was going to try and grab another one here, because we're going to hit some other subjects here. Media will spend nearly 2 days giving anti-gun protest wall-to-wall coverage. Well, of course they will. They're going to try and make, because they figure that 500, a half a million people are going to show, these little snot noses and their handlers are going to show up in Washington, D.C. Hell, they're already there. Yeah, but, you know, it's been about four or five years ago. It was back when the original Tea Party was hijacked by the same people who are trying to hijack the movement again right now. There were 2 million people went to Washington, D.C., and they didn't even, with no coverage, barely coverage, they showed a few little flashes, maybe 30 seconds during the day. 2 million people were there. So-called conservatives, idiots nonetheless, but still 2 million didn't. I mean, you know, with this 500,000, they're going to make it seem like 500 million people. And this is across the world. I seen the map. There's people in other countries that are just, they're going to be out there just raising hell for it to take our guns, people. And this is state-sponsored treachery. This is state-sponsored infringement. And, we're waiting for these little tots to get on their goddamn gear and get out here and get to taking them guns. We already proved that the people with the pussy hats couldn't do it. Black Lives Matter couldn't do it. And so now we'll let these children give a go at it. But you're going to see the pussy hats out there. I seen them on CNN. They had like four or five of these kids. Each one of them behind them had their Jew handler. And we're little kids, and we want them guns taken away. We want them now. We're just telling you. Or we're going to grow up and vote against you. Jesus, really?
It's for the children. Children, don't forget.
They've played that card way too many times, and nobody's fallen for it. I think everybody understands, like I understand. Well, you know what? You just keep writing it down on a piece of paper. When you come to do it, then we're going to get this shit settled once and for all. We'll see if you have what it takes to take our guns away from us. Nearly every network will replace the entirety of their normal Saturday programming with live coverage of what is expected to be the largest anti-gun protest in United States history, according to press releases from many major news networks. I don't know how many British we killed during the so-called Revolutionary War, but I mean, this little pimple protest, we'll call it a pimple protest. The pimple protesters are going to come out, and they're just going to yell loud, and our guns are going to go away. They just know it's going to happen. CNN will begin coverage at 6 a.m. Saturday and features special editions of The Van Jones Show and Aaron Burnett out front from New York, all focusing on gun violence in the nation's schools. No network seems more eager to give glowing coverage to the rally than MSNBC, which will begin featuring the event a day early, before it even happens on Friday. The network will also be hosting a March for Our Lives special from noon to 3 p.m. on top of live coverage from the protest at John Marshall's Park.
So much for the opium crisis, huh?
Well, you know, this, what this is all set up. You got, if you look, step back and look at it, all this rigmarole that's going on, right? I mean, this, they'll keep building this stuff and we'll be sitting there going, getting ready. As at the same time, you got John Bolton sliding in there. They just financed a war for the Middle East and maybe even North Korea, because I think the reason they put him in there is because, hell, man, they'd actually got the son of a bitch was going to sit down at the table. And we can't have that. There's no money in peace, people. What can you say? Okay. Instead of reporting live from the event, CBS opted to create a special documentary on the Parkland shooting survivors. 39 days, in quotation, will premiere at 8. You know what? Do it. I mean, I don't give a shit what you do. The people who are steeled to this, and where there's a plenty of us, we're sitting here, like our guns are clean, our knives are sharp, our gear's packed, and, you know, if this is what you want, man, boy, we want it too. We want to get, I mean, we're not going to have peace, any kind of peace in our lives, people. I mean, you can pretend it. You can find yourself a comfort zone somewhere you can go and hide, but you will never be out in the open and peaceful until these son of a bitches are eradicated. Make no mistake about it. This is a war that has to be fought. And I mean, nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to get hurt, but hey, you know what? Sometimes that's just the lay of the land. And either you're going to accept this shit. I mean, I talked to... One time me and Bill was talking about, you know, the Russians when they came there in Georgia, and they, you know, the people came and they drugged the soldiers out of the tanks and beat them with their fists. And, you know, I was talking to Bill about it. I said, man, what is it going to take here? You know, God, look at how far those people were pushed. They'd stand in a line 2 miles long to get 2 loaves of bread or a pair of tennis shoes that didn't fit them.
You know how the Asians roll?
How's that?
Police do brutality, all right? They know where the person lives. They know where the policeman lives. And what they do at night is they go in and they drag the motherfucker out of the house and beat him to death.
Yep. Well, yeah. Well, no, they don't really. You know, it depends. You know, if they've got parts they want to use, they treat them pretty delicately. You know, they, you know, taking to probably to smother them to death. That would be the best way to preserve the organs. It's a big business over there, selling the organs. I mean, that's what it will come to in this country, people. Make no mistake, we're merging with China. This is world communism, just like this march we're talking about. This march is, I mean, this is, what are they telling us? They're showing me all these places around the world where these, the protests are going to be against my rights here in the United States. And what is this, some kind of world organization? What is it? World communism? These world communists? I think they're going to, I mean, it's just like we're talking about the rallies they had over there in Tel Aviv, in Israel, and in Dubai. I mean, what? What, they're over there rallying against my rights here in this country? When you start accepting things like Agenda 21 and the UN Small Arms Treaty, laws legislated outside of our borders and brought here and enacted upon our people in violation of our Bill of Rights, I guess they were setting the groundwork, weren't they? Now it's going to be, well, we do, what is your policy? What is your representative going to tell you? I'm going to have to write this down on a piece of paper to take your guns away from you because, well, the people in Dubai want it, okay? The people over there in Israel, they want it. The people over there in Africa, there's a couple of African countries I've seen there. They want this to happen. They want this law passed in the United States to take your rights away from you. Bam. Bam, people. Because this incremental, what they're doing here, let's look at this. Seattle officials to propose law requiring owners to lock up guns. This is from Seattle Times. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin and Council Member M. Lorena Gonzalez, an Irish name, said Wednesday that they plan to propose legislation to require gun owners to lock up firearms left in their homes and vehicles. Now, we've told you all along, the end equation here is what they're wanting to do here is what they did in Australia. Now, how did it go down in Australia? Now, after they had their Sandy Hook, with their wild shooter went out and killed like 30 some odd people. I don't know. Maybe it's more than that. I don't know. I don't remember. But they came and they wanted to do it on a federal level. Like what it would be the equivalent of their federal authority. couldn't do it. So what did they do? Well, they just went to each one of the little, what would be equal to our states, and they just did it at that level, and just, well, just somehow it just ended up being reciprocity across the board. You had to have uniformity of the law, and that's what they're doing here. They could, if they tried this at a federal level, they would have to enforce it at a federal level. That means the federal troops would have to come in, because the federal police, there just ain't enough of them to even try it. So it'd have to be federal troops that come to try to enforce it, and the war would be straight up, and it would be, the lines would be drawn, and everybody would understand what's going on, and it would be dealt with. If they, what they're going to do here is just exactly what they did in Australia. All these states are going to, they're gonna, they've got the UN Small Arms Treaty. They got a copy of it there, along with their gun grabbers agenda. And, you know, I've said this before, when they first brought up the United Nations Small Arms Treaty, it was just like, you can't do that. Register bullets, every bullet, really? That's an impossibility in this country, isn't it? Well, no, it ain't looking that way, is it? It's looking like if they're going to do, they're going to do it state by state. If they tried all this shit in a bill in Washington, D.C., people would just lock and load and go and shoot them. They know that. So they will put it all in place and all these, and nobody knows, can it be enforced, can it be? It is, obviously it's infringement. I heard a fellow say it that was a representative that probably voted for it yesterday. We're going to have this infringement.
They're a little behind schedule. This should have happened in 2008. They should have went down there and shot every one of those son of a bitches down there in the Congress and Senate.
Oh, yes. The thing is, once they, you know, they get these, all of this in place across the nation, then they're going to say, well, man, this is just too complicated. Now, we're not going to just stop right there and say, you can't do none of this. In fact, you know, like the federal government coming in to enforce the immigration laws in California and stuff, that's what should be going on right now. I mean, this is the reason that we were told that we had to have a federal government to protect our rights, to bring us all together in case anyone ever tried to usurp our rights, to make a federal force to put down insurrection that would take away our rights. But they're saying, you think that in Washington, D.C., they don't know that that second article reads what it reads and ends with a period and that it can't be touched? They don't know that each one of the, like these, this, what we're talking about here, this is what they did in Australia. Exactly the same. It was probably, they probably wrote it off their documents. But here it is, and it should be like the federal government saying, no, you can't do that. You cannot do that. That's a violation of the second article. That was what this government was put together for, was to guard the people's liberties and freedoms and their property. And you cannot do this. But that's what's happening, is it? What, like I said, what you'll get is you'll get this across the board, and they'll call that just like, you know, if you like a constitutional amendment. Now, a constitutional amendment, you have to have so many states signed on to it, to a constitutional amendment, to amend the Constitution under the articles in the Constitution. However, you cannot amend the First Amendment to the Constitution, which is the Bill of Rights, with its 10 articles, because the ninth article doesn't allow it to be touched. They know this, but what they're going to say, I can hear it coming, people, is that we have it across the board. I mean, we have in every state in the union has passed these state laws that say that you can't have an assault weapon. You can't have a clip that holds more than 10 rounds. We have this is just like ratifying a constitutional amendment. We'll just call it that. And we already have it right here. So we're just going to amend your Second Amendment. Well, you can't see. If it was an amendment just sitting by itself there, with the way the Constitution's written, you could amend it. You could amend the Ninth Amendment, the Ninth Article of the First Amendment, because it would just be amendment standing alone. The Bill of Rights is a body of law that cannot be touched according to the Ninth Article. But we've talked about this before, the fact that the Second Amendment in the original Constitution was about lawsuits between one state and another. So under this pretense, you know, if you want to amend, you can amend the Second Amendment. Do you see where I'm going with this? Logically, you can amend the Second Amendment. But when you say, wait, which one are you talking about? Because you cannot separate the Bill of Rights and call it amendments, that you can take it apart. That's what they've wanted to do. That's why they had to turn it into, rewrite the Bill of Rights and call it amendments. Because it was never amendments. It was one amendment. But if it was single amendments, then it would be different. But it isn't. The Ninth Article protected it, said that it can never be changed, and no power could be created in the Constitution, including the Articles for Amendment, that could ever change it. They see, they the problem here is that there's the people are not looking at this. They'll go look Second Amendment. They're coming after my guns, and they'll look at it 150 different freaking ways. All of them don't matter. What it comes down to is procedural due process. The Bill of Rights works as a single unit. It is a body of law that takes its freedom and liberty in its essence. And one depends upon the other, depends upon the other, depends upon the other. The procedural due process is what protects us. So there's only one way. If you write it down in stone, there's only one way you can get from point A to point B, and you cannot vary from that route. And the only way you can get there is through a jury and through the process, and there has to be a damage, or there has to be a redress of grievance or a civil crime. You have to go through those steps to get there. That's due process of the law. They cannot have that. It has to be removed because you cannot have, you could declare communism in this country. If the Bill of Rights was in effect, you couldn't exercise it. That's the point. This admiralty police state they have put together, and they are plugging in at every level. It cannot operate if they have to go through the procedural due process to get to the American National to take what they have and strip them of their rights. It just can't be done. You can't satisfy those requirements along the way in the procedure. And if you go down the procedure, you can, well, government, you stop right there. You can't even enter into that realm of law. So the government could never do it. No government could ever do it. They know this. That's why it is the Bill of Rights, and that's what should be on everybody's tongue. If it's not, they have an ulterior motive. I'll tell you that much right now. We've reached the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, keep it straightened out and keep straightening people out. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!